You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. In a strong statement on the Israel-Palestine issue, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that whatever the rights and wrongs in the whole conflict between Israel and Palestine, the underlying fact is that the Palestinians have been denied their rights and homeland. He stated that what transpired on 7 October was a terrorist attack, but also acknowledged, in reference to the Israeli counter-offensive in Gaza, that every response must take into account something called international humanitarian law. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Malaysia, was interacting with the Indian community during an event. After India summoned a senior US diplomat to lodge a protest over remarks on the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, Washington on Wednesday stressed that it encourages fair, transparent, timely legal processes and we don't think anyone should object to that. We continue to follow these actions closely, including the arrest of Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal, US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said. Miller was responding to a question during the State Department briefing over India summoning Acting Deputy Chief of Mission Gloria Berbina in New Delhi earlier in the day, as well as on freezing of Congress Party's bank accounts. The bodies of two construction workers were found in the cold waters of Baltimore Harbor Wednesday, trapped in their red pickup truck after a giant cargo ship slammed into the bridge they had been filling potholes on, causing a thunderous collapse. Maryland police announced the grim discovery at a press conference, adding that sonar shows what they believe are more vehicles trapped within the concrete and twisted steel debris of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. 6 of the 8-man construction crew are believed to have been killed, with 4 bodies yet to be found. Warning that it was not safe for divers to try to penetrate the wreckage, police told a press conference that they were shifting to a salvage operation, removing the superstructure and then sending divers back in to recover the rest of the bodies. Batting records tumbled as Hyderabad Sunrisers recorded a 31-run win over Mumbai Indians in the Indian Premier League on Wednesday, with a record-breaking 523 total runs being scored in a 2020. Hyderabad reached 277-3, the highest total in IPL history, after an electrifying unbeaten 80 off 34 balls by Henrik Claassen. Travis Head, 1962, and Abhishek Sharma, 63, set the tone with blistering half-centuries. Hyderabad's beefy total is the third highest in the history of Maine's T20 and broke Royal Challengers Bangalore's IPL record of 263-5 scored against Pune Warriors in 2013. The teams combined to hit a T20 world record 38 sixes. Mumbai top-order batters were ruthless in the run chase by the halfway stage with little cameos before Hyderabad came back strongly through skipper Pat Cummins and Jaydev Unadkat in the second half and restricted the 5-time champion to 246-5. Actors Kartik Aaryan and Tripti Dimri on Wednesday completed shooting for the first schedule of Bhool Bhulia 3. Directed by Anees Bajmi, the third installment of the horror comedy franchise also stars Vidya Balan, who played the iconic role of Manjulika in Priyadarshan's Bhool Bhulia. Aaryan shared the update on his official Instagram account. Bhool Bhulia 3, produced by Bhushan Kumarlet T-Series, will hit the screens on Diwali.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.